The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
All right, good morning to some of you, good afternoon to everyone else. It's finally the month of May. Great time to look at the sports calendar. But, you know, even with the playoffs going on, football with a non-event rules the sports calendar. The SEC Big Ten discussion continues. It was a good night to be an Ohio State Buckeye, and probably a little bit less of a good night to be an Ole Miss Rebel under Hugh, and especially for Hugh Freeze and Laramie Tunsil. They had rough nights in Chicago at the NFL draft. I'm Jeff Rich, and alongside Shane Koenig, we're filling in for Andy Dorf. It's hour two. Shane, you ready to go?
I'm ready to roll.
All right, man. Hey, Laramie Tunsil, yeah, could you have a worse night at the NFL draft?
Man, and not only a worse night at the NFL draft, but couldn't have a worse press conference after that just killed every part of people that have been around you or been associated with you in your past and have been supporting you before. But man, it was enthralling. I'm a Chiefs fan and I write for the Broncos, so I was looking at the end of the draft and wasn't expecting anything too crazy to happen, and then I was drawn to TV and watching that the whole time.
All right, we'll get into it on the other side of the break. Like I said, Shane Koenig, Jeff Rich, Dorfod Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
The number one cause of water heater failure is sediment buildup in the tank. This is Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about how to remove that sediment right after this.
You know what's true and what's not. And what's true is that the best laid plans need the strongest tools. And no tool has been up for more challenges than True Temper. These lawn and garden tools live up to their name again and again. Refined, perfected, strong, and durable. Innovative tools since 1808. You know what you need to get the job done. You and a tool that is absolutely true. True Temper.
Replacing a faulty water heater is both expensive and aggravating, but you can extend the life of your water heater by draining the tank and flushing away sediment at least once a year. Here's all you have to do. For electric heaters, turn off the power at the breaker box. For gas units, turn the fuel control to the pilot setting. Next, turn off the cold water inlet valve and attach a garden hose to the outlet valve at the bottom of the tank. Run the hose outside on a downward slant, then open the valve to start the draining process. To get the water flowing out of the hose properly, you also have to flip open the pressure relief valve near the top of the tank to break the vacuum inside. Once the hot water drains, open the cold water valve to rinse out the tank, then reverse the process to restore normal operation. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Attention, if you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
They do have a timeout. Decide not to use it. Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry! With 6/10 of a second remaining.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. You got Jeff Rich and Shane Koenig on a Sunday morning filling in for Dorf on Sports. We're talking NBA basketball. And you know, if you listen to this program, you know the running joke is that Jeff doesn't care for all of the Golden State Warriors hype. And perhaps I'm missing out, just like I missed out on the Chicago Bulls in the 90s because I was a Cleveland Cavaliers fan and that was the team standing in the way. But let's put all that to the side. Let's look at this Portland series objectively. Portland, one of the nine games that Golden State lost this year, it was pretty convincing. And looking back at the regular season series, all but one game, the team that won the first quarter won the basketball game. Shane, you know, we call you, we know you're a jack of all trades, but your expertise does lie in the NBA, if not in other places as well. What are you looking for in this series? And you know, how many games can Portland steal? I think that the assumption is that Golden State's going to advance.
I think that the depth of Golden State and the players that are strong behind their number one, Steph Curry being out, will allow them to win. I think Portland right now is on a high, and if they can roll with that, I think they could win a couple of games. The things I'm looking for are the shift on who is going to carry the Golden State Warriors now lies with Klay Thompson, Draymond Green. Who on Portland is going to step up and can be that matchup for them? I think with Green, it's going to have to lie with Ed Davis and Al-Farouq Aminu, who Portland signed and paid a lot of money for with Aminu, and it's people wondered where that was coming from, and he's had a really good season. This is going to be the time for him to step up. And then with Thompson, they have a team that has defensive stoppers. They signed Gerald Henderson in the offseason as well. Who is known for playing tremendous defense when he's with Charlotte, and I'll have to continue that in this series. On the Golden State side, I'm really looking forward to see how Steve Kerr takes advantage of the height differential that he now will have with Livingston playing point guard. Curry wants to be on the outside, dribble, penetrate, kick out, go for layups, bring and get open on screens and shoot threes, where Livingston wants to do the opposite. He wants to grind. He wants to get into the post and get the smaller guards that usually guard him down in there. And it's going to be interesting. Are they going to change their style to be more centered around post play by their guards in matchups and try to work off of that and get shots off of that?
We all heard the news earlier in the week that Luke Walton's going to go down to Los Angeles. He's going to lead the Los Angeles. Yeah, he's going to lead the Los Angeles Lakers. But because this isn't college football, because he doesn't have to do recruiting in the meantime, he can finish the season with Golden State through their playoff run. Is that going to be any kind of distraction for them, Shane?
You would hope not. I think that once Luke Walton finished up his first, you know, half of the season, and they only lost four games, the conversation, and no matter what you say, you can't avoid it. The conversation was, is Luke Walton going to go to the Knicks? Is Luke Walton going to go to the Lakers? Knicks discussion started right away because they had an opening because they got rid of Derek Fisher. And I think that would probably have been a strong expectation throughout their entire season and hasn't been a distraction yet. So I would guess that it probably would not be one going into the playoffs.
And, you know, you've talked a lot about Draymond Green, how he could arguably be the MVP. Is it almost I know that it's hard to replace one of the top two players in the game, if not the best player in the game. But when you look at this Golden State roster and you see what Livingston can do, and then you look at the Warriors bench and you don't see a second Draymond Green or even a poor man's Draymond Green on that bench, is it possible that they can survive the Curry injury more easily than they could survive a potential injury to Draymond Green?
I think that's tough to say. Draymond Green does so many things. Curry is an amazing offensive player. He's an amazing shooter, and that's what makes him special. I talk about his focus on things that people don't practice, on his dribbling and his shooting. He's just so good at that and does that so well. I think Draymond Green does more things. He's the Swiss Army knife of that team. He can shoot threes and pull somebody away from the basket. If they bring in a guard, he can go into the post. He rebounds. He can bring the ball up. So I don't want to say it would be more difficult, because I think that there would still be a lot of creation of other people's shots with Steph Curry on the floor. But I think that it would be almost equally as difficult. And I think that the things that Draymond Green does across the entire game in multiple parts of rebounding, defense, and offense, it would be very difficult to replace him.
There may not be a poor man's Draymond Green, but there could be a poor man's San Antonio Spurs in Atlanta with the Hawks. They'll face the front-running Cavaliers in the second round of the playoffs. It's been a long time since the Hawks beat the Cavaliers. They were swept out of the playoffs last year in the Eastern Conference Finals. Cavaliers took the season series. Are there any matchup problems? Could we see a team from Atlanta that gives this Cleveland team fits?
I don't think they're going to give them fits. I think they'll give them good games. Like you said, it's a poor man San Antonio Spurs, and the poor man's part is what sets them apart. I don't see, you know, the NBA is about, especially with these two teams, if Cleveland plays the team game that they showed us when all three of the big three of Love, Irving, and LeBron all went for over 20 points, the ball movement, the unselfishness, the availability to see the matchups that were there and to exploit whoever had the matchup was what people were hoping to see and would want to see going forward for them to make a huge run. If they do that, there's not anybody in the East that's going to stop them. There might not be, if Steph Curry doesn't come back strong, there might not be anybody in the NBA that can stop them. And I don't think that there's anything that Atlanta has that they can exploit to really keep that from happening. If they play a grinded-out game, get it into Al Horford, maybe they could win a game or two. But even that, Kevin Love is strong enough defensively, and they can bring out some players off the bench that are strong enough defensively to slow that down.
Right. Yeah, you heard Charles Barkley the other night, I'm sure. You know, he believes that the Cavaliers will sweep through the Eastern Conference and win the NBA championship. And that's really a sad way to look at it. You know, I think that we need to see what happens when Curry gets on the floor before we can talk about anything that's going to happen in June. And you know, that really predicates whether Golden State or San Antonio in the NBA Finals. You'd have to think that the way that San Antonio is playing right now, especially if Aldridge keeps playing that way, that they'd be able to beat Golden State.
It's such a I think the challenge that when you hear Charles Barkley say that, I think one thing that people really underestimate is Steph Curry's beginning of his career was injury-laden. This isn't something that just popped up. He's had ankle problems throughout his first two and a half years of his career. So now that it's a knee issue, it's different, but he hasn't been the strongest and most versatile when it comes to playing all the games in the NBA. So him coming back and being 100% is questionable. I mean, they probably are going to win this series with Portland. It'd be surprising if they didn't. And I think that when Charles says something like that, and when other people say things like that, I think they look to the last game and see that game, I mean, Tyronn Lue comes out right after the game and says, that is the best basketball we've played as a team. So the question is the next game build on that, or does it go back to what we've seen them trying to find a solution throughout the year? If they're still doing that searching when they get into the NBA Finals, they will lose, especially if San Antonio is there.
It doesn't matter who comes out of the other side of the bracket. Does it even matter who ends up in the second round at the bottom of the East?
No, it doesn't really. Sure, I mean, there anything can happen in the NBA playoffs. I mean, there's injuries that can happen, but the thing about the NBA is that your roster is 10 players. One player can affect the flow of the game and can affect a game in a great way. So when you have a good team that's coming in and they come in healthy, it tends to bear out through a seven-game series who the better team is. And I just don't see that there's anybody in the East that, with them healthy, I mean, last year the Cleveland Cavaliers went all the way into the NBA Finals and played a strong series against Golden State, and they had only one of their big three that they were looking to build upon. And
now, you know, Shane, this is usually a term we use for baseball. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And the NBA playoffs are so long that you can't just look at the, you know, what have you done for me lately? You have to look at the big picture. Absolutely. All right. More on the other side with Shane Koenig, me, Jeff Rich, filling in for Andy Dorf on Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Dorf on Sports on Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. I'm Jeff Rich, filling in for the Dorf Man. I got my pal and show contributor alongside, Shane Koenig. We've broken down the NBA. We've talked some Major League Baseball in Hour 1 with John Poulter. And now we're going to talk about kind of the event of the week. I mean, you know, there's Game 7s going on, and no disrespect to basketball or hockey, but, man, a non-event. just really takes precedent over 3 days in the month of April and May, and actually just April this year. This draft was kind of interesting. No real superstar, no Andrew Luck, but clear-cut choices for quarterback at 1 and 2, and then the draft was kind of a crapshoot. I'll tell you what, other than filling out an NCAA bracket, I got to tell you the biggest waste of time for people that write about sports has to be the mock drafts.
I think it might be the most difficult process ever because of trades and value and how teams see need versus picking for just the best available player. And it's like trying to read people's minds rather than trying to figure out, you know, game footage and who's the better matchup. It's incredibly difficult.
You know, we trick ourselves. I think that we tend to try to trick ourselves because college football is the most visible minor league, even more so than college basketball, because college basketball isn't necessarily the primary feeder system for the NBA. I mean, you have Europe. I joke about Fran Fraschilla all the time, how he's the only ones that, you know, that watches these guys on Zapruder film playing against chairs and broomsticks and things like that. But the NFL, I think that we think we know a lot because we watch it all day Saturday and then we watch it all day Sunday, at least people like people of my ilk do. But you know, you don't see Carson Wentz play every Saturday. You don't really get the justice of what an offensive lineman does without the All 22. And I'm going to tell you, I've tried watching All 22. CBS has an app to watch the SEC game of the week, and you really miss out on, you know, just as a consumer of sport, you really miss out on what you get with the broadcast, with the camera changes and everything like that. The All 22 is like watching ants move around, and it's great if you're a strategist or a scout, but if you're just a fan, it's really no way to watch a football game.
I feel like the draft is and the trying to figure out what a team is doing is the yeah, you know, our team should do this, and you think about it and yeah, that sounds good. Well, oh, what if we do this? Yeah, that sounds good too. You just are agreeing because there's so many needs and so many things that you could see a team doing. We need a quarterback. Well, we need an offensive line. We need a corner. Like, there's so many ways you could go and so many things that could happen. You get a lot of the, yeah, that sounds good. That's not the worst idea ever.
I'll tell you what, we did a 3-person mock draft, so we were picking every third pick, and I think that I went 1-4-7 and et cetera, et cetera. So I end up with the Lions at 16, and the thought gets planted into my head right before I'm picking that they should probably go receiver, and I was like, well, yeah, Calvin Johnson retired. Yeah. I'm gonna shoot for Doxson, and I had Lions fans that follow me on Twitter. By the way, I'm on Twitter at by Jeff Rich. Shane is at Shane _ Koenig, Koenig, and you know, it made sense. But you know, when the Lions took the 4th offensive tackle off the board in Taylor Decker from Ohio State, that wasn't too much of a surprise because you look at Riley Reiff. I don't think that they really love him in Detroit to say that he's irreplaceable.
Totally understand, and that's the fun of the draft. I mean, here in Denver, people were talking about, oh, we need a linebacker to replace Trevathan. We need a defensive lineman to replace Jackson. And then they're like, but a quarterback would be great, but, you know, they're never going to get the guy. And then they draft up and get Paxton Lynch, and everybody says, yeah, good move. Yeah, that's it. That's the move we needed. So there's so many players and so many needs that can be filled. You can go 10 different ways and still be the right answer.
Now, you're a Broncos writer. You live in the Denver area. How does this affect Mark Sanchez? I mean, does this kind of light the fire that, you know, your competition's a little bit better than Trevor Siemian?
Yeah, I think it makes fans in Denver a little more comfortable seeing that, okay, we're going to really push the defense. We're going to say the defense is what we're building around. This is what we're going to, you know, push our foundation for this year under, but people didn't see the next step. Okay, Mark Sanchez, you know, he was good with the Jets. Jets had a good defense. He did turn the ball over, but they got to AFC championship games and got into the playoffs and went and won a couple games. So we can see that, but they didn't see the next step, and that was what was concerning to people. And now that that next step is there, I think that a lot of more people are saying, okay, we're building towards this. This is what we're going to go towards. And I think they're a little more comfortable. I think Mark Sanchez, I don't necessarily think they're done. I think they might go out and get a McCown. I thought that Hoyer was in play, but he re-signs with the Bears. I just think that people are a little more comfortable with the idea that there's some type of plan in place for the future of quarterback play in Denver.
You know, the quarterbacks, the top quarterbacks go 1 and 2, and we'll talk about that next segment. We're going to have Kendall Lewis, the big sports kahuna, join us from thebskcays.com. Just a reminder to everybody, we are live each and every Sunday from 8 to 10 Pacific time on sportsbyline.com. And, you know, you catch a replay on Monday, I believe that's at noon Eastern. You'll get me, you get the Dorf man, you always get Shane, you get John Poulter. But, you know, in this draft, you know, we didn't know who was going to even go 3 to the Chargers. You know that Weddle departed. You thought that they might supplement their secondary with Jalen Ramsey. But the Chargers go Bosa. The Cowboys, in a very Jerry Jones-like move, go with Ezekiel Elliott, the running back from Ohio State. You know, the highest pick since Adrian Peterson, I believe. Oh, actually, you know what? I'm from Cleveland, and I forgot about Trent Richardson already.
Tried to forget that. It just pops back into your mind.
So you get down to 6, and the Ravens, you know, they still haven't really replaced Jonathan Ogden, who's already in the Hall of Fame. They intended to take Laremy Tunsil. I don't know if you watched the NFL Network's version of the coverage or ESPN's. I unfortunately watched ESPN's. I thought they dropped the hammer on this kid, and they continued to peck away at it and poke the bear. And, you know, to Tunsil's credit, he handled it well, but he didn't. You know, he got bad advice, if you ask me. I don't think that he should have been taking questions from the media, given all the scrutiny, to reset it a little bit. Right before the draft starts, somebody posts on Tunsil's account, which was immediately, you know, the post and the account were immediately deleted, a video of him smoking marijuana through a gas mask bong. And then texts start showing up on his Instagram account talking about improper benefits that he received at Ole Miss. So Ole Miss might be in worse trouble than Tunsil, but Tunsil falls from the Ravens said they were going to take him at 6. He falls to 13 to the Dolphins, and the Ravens came out and said we would have taken him if not for all the drama. So whoever this hacker was very malicious and got away, you know, and executed his plan to take down Tunsil as well as he or she could have possibly imagined.
It is understandable that people thought that. You know, you look for motive when any type of crime happens or anything happens. What's the motive? And a lot of people were looking towards his family because he has a lawsuit pending against parts of his family, and they have come out and adamantly denied that. It was crazy. I mean, we had Lael Collins last year where he was they brought him in for questioning on a murder charge of his ex-girlfriend, and he fell out of the draft completely, but that was partially due to his agent saying they'd rather be undrafted and signed with somebody that they choose in the later rounds. I've never seen anybody that has fallen that quickly, but it was also one of those things where it felt like there was a bend. You know, you get to the point where the Ravens are picking and they were bending. You know, we can take this guy or it would work out really well. There's a couple questions. We're not really sure about it. Like we have to really do X, Y, and Z to do our due diligence when he's on our team and protect him. And then that video comes out and it was just like the bottom fell out. The Ravens are like, went from bend to break. We're done with that. We had questions about it, and now this has pushed us over the edge.
Well, you can't research that in your 15 minutes on the clock. That's why the timing of it was so malicious, because they said, we can't figure this out. We can't figure this out at all. And you know, the kid got drafted. You know, it should still be the best night of his life. You know, I thought it was funny that he's sitting in the presser and he was starting to answer the questions pretty candidly that, you know, did you take money? I would have to say yeah. And then a PR rep comes and pulls him off the stage and said he's done talking.
I couldn't agree with the statement you said earlier where it's one of those things where when new developments come along, and everybody in broadcasting and in the media understands this, what someone says, I would have had a PR person or my agent say, with all the new developments that come along, we need to get to the bottom of these. We're going to step away for questions. We will be live at our draft introduction at that time where we can figure out where this came from and how this is affecting our agent or our client, and we will be available for comment tomorrow at the draft. I mean, that felt like the right thing to do rather than put them out there without any type of coaching or without any type of prep to know, hey, this is what's going to happen. Here's what it means for you. Here's what it means to Ole Miss. Let's step away from this and make sure we avoid this so that the college that put you up and evidently paid you to be there doesn't get burned as well.
Yeah, and who cares about Ole Miss if you're Laramie Tunsil at this point? You know, you got to take these blue chip athletes. You know, when they realize that they have that star potential, probably their junior year in high school, maybe delete the social media accounts, because there's an old tweet from Carson Wentz, the second overall pick in this draft, from when he was 16, that talked about cutting off his own junk. I mean, that's not what Carson Wentz is today, and you know, that stuff follows you forever. So stay off social media if you're a great athlete until you can establish yourself. All right, on the other side, we're gonna have Kendall Lewis, the big sports kahuna from the BSK says, keep it close, Jeff Rich, Shane Koenig, Dorfod Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Firestone Champion Tire has a 70,000-mile limited tread wear warranty, our longest ever, so they can take you from Manhattan to Nashville to the middle of nowhere. Because with the right tires, there's no such thing as a wrong turn, and you can go just about anywhere. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Certain limitations and restrictions apply. Ask a Firestone retailer for details. Actual mileage may vary.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. The best flooring deals end Tuesday, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The whole process of buying a home, it was terrifying. We didn't know if it was even something that we could plausibly do. But having this estimate from Zillow, in which they kind of calculate out what the approximate value of that house maybe should be, it took all that kind of scary risk away. I can't tell you how much happier we are having a place of our own.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Alvarez. Join me and my buddy Mike Sempervivi for Wrestling Observer Live every weekday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, and Sundays at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, as we talk all the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Wrestling Observer Live, now airing 6 days a week, here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Everyone, we are back. This is Dorf on Sports. I'm Jeff Rich, filling in for the Dorf Man. I got Shane Koenig on the other side. We're talking NFL draft. We're talking Laramie Tunsil falling. But let's get back to the top of the draft. You know, we kind of knew that the Los Angeles Rams we're going to go quarterback. They traded into the top spot. We figured out that the Eagles were also going to go quarterback when they traded into the number two spot, letting the Browns and Titans both move back in this case. And, you know, you go with a guy from the big school, and then you go with a guy from the school. Maybe you don't know where it is, or you've never seen him play. But Jared Goff, the three-year starter at Cal, started as a freshman for Sonny Dykes on a terrible team. Never really got Cal over the hump. I mean, they play in the Pac-12. I don't think that you expect the team from Berkeley to be in the hunt in the Pac-12 North. However, North Dakota State, you know, we only got to see him one time last year. I believe they lost to the Montana Grizzlies in that showcase game before the season starts. He had Brett Musburger and Jesse Palmer on the call. Actually, pretty good FCS game. But, you know, we talked about it, the yeah factor with the NFL draft. And, you know, Carson Wentz, this guy that nobody knows about. So unless you watch film, you're just going with the yeah on him.
I think you're absolutely right. When people started talking about him, and people that know and watch what you just said earlier in the last segment, watching the ants marching and see his reads and see his mobility and his athleticism, I think that when those type of people came out and said, this guy has a chance to be there, everybody did the yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, that's great. And then once you get Philadelphia, who already has a quarterback situation going into next year that would be solid, trading all the way up to get another quarterback, which seemed to point to Carson Wentz, then you really started getting the, well, there's got to be something there, because they're trading into the idea that more than likely they're going to get Carson Wentz. That's going to have to be their guy. So you're going along with what the experts and all those guys that write all the stuff about talent evaluation are saying is true. I think it's interesting that I always, when they talk about big-time quarterbacks and people that play in big leagues and how they're going to have success or not, I think it's interesting that Goff played on teams that were bad, and his offensive line in particular was bad, and that's almost a strength for him, because he could still get off passes, had good feet, could move around in the pocket, something that a lot of people coming into the NFL and quarterbacks coming to the NFL need to learn that more than anything, and he has that skill because he's on such a bad team talent-wise around him. I thought that was a very interesting aspect of his talent evaluation.
I think that he's a skinny version of Carson Palmer, you know, and not everything is a comparison. Obviously the Browns were in that quarterback conversation for a long time until they pulled off the trade with Philadelphia on April 20th to move back to 8. They eventually moved back to 15. But, you look at a guy like Carson Wentz, and, you know, I've kind of described him as a guy, you know, that's got Derek Anderson's arm with Andrew Luck's mobility. Mm-hmm. There's questions about the footwork, but really no question about his ability to make throws. And, you know, somebody that I know loves Carson Wentz is with us right now. He's the Big Sports Kahuna from the BSKSays.com, Kendall Lewis. Kendall, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
All right, so you can feel free to jump right into the conversation. We're talking about Goff at 1, Wentz at 2 to the Eagles. You may not agree with that order, but from what I know, you know, I follow you on Twitter at the BSK Says. You've liked Carson Wentz even before the 2015 season. It seemed right. Like Jared Goff kind of came around for you with his play in 2015.
Well, you know, here's the thing. When you see guys and people just go hog wild about a guy, you say, did I miss something? And I missed some things, but I think my final designation of 1 versus 2, Wentz versus Goff, I really had it like Wentz was number 1, and this is why I said that. And I look at everything, and I have to look at everything through a prism of what the Cleveland Browns are looking for, what the Cleveland Browns need. And so as I looked at it, I saw a typical, right now at least anyway, for the last 10 years anyway, you could say, a typical AFC North quarterback. Big guy, strong, escape ability, not necessarily running ability, but escape ability, strong arm to cut through the winds and the rain and the snow of the cities of the AFC North. Toughness, blue-collar mentality, all of it, I saw that in Carson Wentz. And I said to myself, well, if Carson Wentz isn't a guy that, you know, fits the Cleveland Browns profile of what they want to do with a quarterback starting here and then moving forward, then there isn't a guy. I saw Goff as more of a West Coast guy. He didn't play in the cold weather. In fact, there were a lot of things to like about him, but the only thing that was really, really good that I liked about Jared Goff was the fact that when he got to Cal wasn't a winning team, and when he left, they were a winning team headed back to what we've known about Cal. Now, having played ball, I know how it is to play on losing teams and do that week after week after week after week, knowing you're going, you know, nowhere is tough. So to stick in there and turn that franchise or turn that program around or help to turn it around, man, that's something I saw more so than the ability. I saw the intrinsic value of stick-to-itiveness, of character, of, you know, just the things that make a great player great besides 40 time and how high he jumps. So that's how I had it. But, you know, I don't fault the Rams for doing what they did. And I came to this conclusion later in the process that as I looked at the Rams team and I looked at, you know, the Browns team and the Eagles team, Jared Goff made sense at number one for the Rams because all they need is a plug-and-play quarterback that still has some room to grow. He could still be one of the greats ever. I'm not saying that he can't, but they needed someone like Goff right now so they could get the thing going toward 2019 when they go into this new billion-dollar facility. And this is L.A., by the way. There is no room for boring and uneventful and all of that. They have to make a splash now. So I thought it was a good pick by the Rams.
That's the voice of Kendall Lewis, the BSKSays.com. Fire away, Shane.
Hey, it's Shane Koenig. Nice to talk to you and get into the draft with you. When you talk about the Cleveland Browns, and obviously that's who, like you said, you're viewing the prism through there. I know that Jeff, I believe, thought that the trading back was a strong suit because they needed to build around multiple holes. Did you feel the same way, or did you want them to pick that quarterback and then move from there?
I wanted them to take the quarterback and move from there. I mean, when you cover these games and you go to game after game, season after season, and you really realize you have no chance. And here's the way I look at it. You know, when the Atlanta Falcons made it to the Super Bowl, beating one of the great Minnesota Viking teams in, 98, 99, somewhere, they beat them. And the quarterback for the Falcons was Chris Chandler. And people say, well, the Falcons made it to the Super Bowl with Chris Chandler. I say, yeah, but they made it through the playoffs and got to the Super Bowl. And, you know, whenever you hear guys talk in the NFL, the rank-and-file guy, he said, well, I want to get to the Super Bowl. Who cares about getting to the Super Bowl? Nobody remembers who loses it. I want a quarterback who can get me to it and then win it. So Chris Chandler was not that guy. So if you have a quarterback that's just a guy, you're not any more set up to win a championship unless you have a killer all-time great defense. And, you know, the Rams don't have that. The Browns don't have that. And so, you know, I thought that the quarterback was a good place to start. And then it doesn't matter how many choices you have, as long as you make good ones. You look at the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Bengals, the Eagles, the Broncos, other great teams around the NFL, the Patriots. They draft routinely guys we've never heard of at the bottom of every round. But yet, they've perpetuated a run of success that's almost unequaled in the NFL. In terms of longevity and winning Super Bowls, I mean, they won their first Super Bowl, 2002, 2003? Here it is, 2016. They're still contending and winning Super Bowls. So that means that their philosophy, their blueprint of what a Patriot player is, has remained static for all of these years. And it's the same thing with the Broncos. You know, they haven't won as many Super Bowls, you know, one one less, but they've remained relevant all of these years, going back to the drive, the fumble, and beyond that. So I want the Cleveland Browns to be relevant, to know, or for fans to know how they're going to play. For example, when the Browns were in their heyday in the late mid-80s, you knew they were going to play tough defense, run the ball with Mack and Biner, smart, excellent quarterback play, maybe not so flashy, but smart with Bernie Kosar. So anytime a team lined up against them, you knew what was coming. So in today's football, it's been a premium placed on great quarterback play and scoring points because the defenses aren't that good. Okay, fine. You could change the paradigm as to how you play. You don't have to run along with the crowd in the greatest copycat league in the world. What you can do is say, listen, I want to play like this, and then play like that. And that's how you do it. And so the drafting goes along with that, the players you pick, what abilities they have. And for that reason, I think I'm very, very hopeful with this draft. For this reason, for the Browns draft, for the reason of I can look at their draft of the 13 players they chose, and I looked at their team, and when all of the Max Exodus went down and all the great players that they, the few that they had left, I said, what does this team need? They need pressure. That means they need a quarterback that can bring pressure on the defense. They need a wide receiver who can pressure the secondary in the defense.
Did they get that in Corey Coleman, Kendall?
I think they did. I think he's raw. I think he's got those abilities of, you know, he's a guy that, like they say, I hate this term, but he can take the top off of a defense. In other words, he can move people around with his speed. And then on the other side, you got Brian Hartline, or you got some little guys who have that ability to find the seams in the middle. And if lightning strikes, you could get Josh Gordon back if he decides he wants to play football or clown. You know, you could do all of that. And then you could have two Baylor guys catching balls from a Baylor guy or Cody Kessler. Isn't that interesting? So, you know, you're looking at a team which drafted that philosophy. Pressure on the end. Carl Nassib, I'm going to tell you this, guys. Carl Nassib is my favorite, if not my favorite, he's in my top five favorite guys in this draft for this reason. Carl Nassib came from nothing, from a walk-on. I know that feeling, from nothing to rise to a starter. Well, people say, you know, I was listening to the press conference, and some guys that were there said, well, is he a one-year wonder? Of course he's a one-year wonder. But that 1 year doesn't mean that's the only year. He's growing. Guys grow. And so I think we think with the NFL draft, what you get is what you're going to get. No, these guys get excellent coaching, better than in college. They grow physically as men, bigger and stronger and faster and more capable than they were in college. So Carl Nassib has a world of potential, and he has the inside stuff that makes him Carl, that makes him the, in my opinion, the best pass rusher in the NCAA in 2015.
All right, Kendall. Tell everybody where they can find you, promote your product.
I'm serious. At thebskSays.com. Find me there. I park everything there, and we get down right there every day at 12 noon. I could do a live show every day at 12 noon, but then I park everything that I've done, and I slip in little things from time to time and give guys.
All right. He's Kendall Lewis from the BSKSays.com. You're listening to Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Thanks for joining us, Kendall.
All right.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Welcome back. Final segment, everyone. This is Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. We just got done with Kendall Lewis from the BSKSays.com. Follow him on Twitter at the BSKSays. Shane, I'm going to throw it to you. Pip your website and give us your party shot.
You can find me on Twitter at Shane_Koenig, spelled K-O-E-N-I-G, and at MileHighBroncos.com, writing about the Broncos a couple times a week. Parting shots that we talked about in the last segment, philosophy and stability, is when you look at the NFL draft and even in the NBA playoffs, the teams that have been there stick with their philosophies, stick with their same general managers, coaches. They are having the success, and they're going to have repeated success. When we look at the Spurs, the Giants coming back with a strong draft in the NFL, Steelers, Patriots, Broncos, all of those guys sticking with what they're true to will continue to do that.
All right, my parting shot is Sunday Night Baseball. Again, it's Red Sox-Yankees. We are missing out on Syndergaard versus Madison Bumgarner, the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants, but such is life. Thanks for joining us, everyone, for John Poulter, Kendall Lewis, Shane Koenig, and myself, Jeff Rich. You've been listening to Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.